Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, today is the day after the Arba'in, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and his esteemed family members on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. A lot of our esteemed listeners are in Karbala right now performing the ziyarat. We would like to ask them to pray for us and perform a pilgrimage and homage to Imam Hussein on our behalf. For those of our listeners who are not there, we would like to offer our condolences to them on this most momentous and grave day. You know, a lot of people ask, what is the significance of Arba'in? Why is it that we mourn, the master of the monotheists, the master of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the day of Arba'in, the day, the 40th day. Right, so this is historically significant because it's connected to the first pilgrim to the grave of Imam Hussein on the and that is the famous companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Historically, it's been narrated that, you know, after the events of Ashura, after the events of that occurred, the very first pilgrim, to the grave of Imam Hussein, and this, you know, the place, you know, to visit Imam Hussein, was the famous companion of the Prophet Muhammad, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. And, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, he kind of predicted this beforehand. He told Jabir, and he also informed him that, you know, you will encounter my grandson, Imam Muhammad Baqir, alayhi salam. And then the Prophet told Jabir, he said that when you meet him, convey my salams and convey my greetings and peace to him. And, you know, this exactly is what transpired. And, you know, in commemoration of this, the pilgrimage and the homage that this great sahabi, this great companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, that he performed on this day, we reenacted his, you know, his homage and his pilgrimage. And we also renew our vow to Imam Hussein on this day of Arba'in and this 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. And you know, this number 40 is, you know, it's very significant. A lot of the azkar and a lot of the prayers that we have, you know, they are to be completed on a specific number of days. A lot of times it's 40, right? A lot of times it's 40. And you know, the meeting of Moses on the mountain of Tur, right? These were also 40 and these kind of things. So this is a very significant number, and it kind of alludes to a sort of spiritual completion, right? So these are some of the significant reasons why we pay homage to Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this day. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Arba'in and its significance. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.